Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I didn't know that.
You know what?
I didn't know Reggie Bush was Jewish.
What are you talking about?
You said the Jewish Bush in the morning, the first segment. You're talking about this whole Jewish Bush.
You're an idiot.
Reggie Bush. I didn't correlate the two.
You're an idiot. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. It seems like we were just talking about MSG. That's already over. Now we're ahead talking about this weekend's UFC at the Apex. Let's welcome to the program Chad and Hilliger. Chad, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm awesome, man. I'm doing great. Ready for the big fight this weekend.
We appreciate your time, and I ask this all the time, and, you know, it's fight week, it's Wednesday, that's when we get to do these interviews. What's fight week like for you, and do you keep it all the same, consistent? Do you try to mix it up a little bit? How do you handle this week?
Yeah, I've had a lot of fights and a lot of experience, so fight week I keep pretty similar. I'm always improving it, but I got it pretty dialed in, so for me it's just about taking it easy on my body, getting good rest, eating clean food, making sure my body's ready for the weight cut. But I still fit in at least one, maybe even two little workouts a day, right until the weight cut day. Because I like to still keep my body sharp and, you know, not let it get too relaxed. I still got a job to do Saturday. So I try not to get too out of fight mode.
Do you try not to think about 3.5 days from now, you know, when it's time to get to business, or do you try, you know, to concentrate, try, you know, and continue to have Jose's name or, you know, old Rocky Balboa photo on the mirror, or, you know, which way is it, or is it both?
Yeah, there's a balance that everybody's trying to find and achieve. It's never that easy, but it's something that you want to be able to turn on and off. That's the best skill to have. So during the day, I'm not really thinking about them. I'm not thinking about the fight. I'm just thinking about myself, my own body. And then when we do our little workouts, that's where I try to turn it on. Game plan, picture my opponent, and then when it's done, I turn it back off. That, to me, is the best, you know, recipe for fight week, but everybody has their own styles. But for me, I don't want to be burnt out thinking about one guy all week long. I'm going to have plenty of time to deal with him on Saturday, so I don't need him all week.
For sure. I know you just opened up your gym. How has that changed, you know, your daily life? You know, obviously your main profession is fighting, but now your main profession is running the gym as well. Could that be a distraction? And as well as, is that good to have more than one thing to devote 100% to?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing. You know, I've been around for a long time, and in my experience, when fighting is your only option, it adds pressure to an already very high pressure job. So when you can kind of spread yourself out and have more opportunities and things elsewhere to support yourself, I find it makes this job more why we got into it. It's fun and we like to fight. Making money and all that is a great part of it, but I'm not, my whole life isn't hinging on it, which really takes a lot of the pressure off and allows me to fight better. So my gym has been a huge support for my life, but also it gives me a lot of motivation going into this fight too, because I got my own students, I got people looking up to me, and I really want to go out there and show them that they got a pretty awesome coach. So it gives me a lot of motivation.
But is it possible now that you have all of that, and you just said you have students, you have, you know, that are looking up to you, more pressure on you now to go out and perform? Not that you need that pressure.
I mean, maybe. I wouldn't call it pressure, though. I'd call it motivation. I want to do well for them, but, you know, these are my friends, family, fans. They already, you know, are on my side, so I don't have to win them over. I just want to go out there and fight well, and I want to get a win. I want to get a victory for them, but it's not like our relationship hangs in the balance, you know. I wouldn't call it pressure. I'd call it motivation.
If your friendship or whatever is on the balance, then, as you know, then they're not friends anyway. So, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody has that much power over me. So I'm just doing what I want to do. And the people that are along for the journey, I want to give them something to cheer about on Saturday.
So Chad, you know, Alex won the belt on Saturday night. He talked about taking it to Brazil. Tom won the belt on Saturday night, talked about taking it back to the UK. with 297 being so close in Toronto, does it matter where you fight, or like what are your wish you could have held off and done it in your home country? Is that something that's important to you, or do you just want to fight when opportunity presents itself?
You know, it's not that important to me where. I mean, especially for Vegas, it's actually, Vegas is closer for me than Toronto is. Like, it's a shorter flight. You know, everything's actually easy here in Vegas for me. So it feels like a bit of a hometown fight already. But I don't really care where I fight. But one thing that is important to me is when you think Canada and you think UFC, I want you to also think Chad and Helliger. So I want to go out there and put, you know, no doubt that when the UFC is coming to Canada, they need to have me front of mind. So I'm going to go out there and put on a great performance so that they just cannot ignore me. If they ever go to Canada, not having me would just make no sense for them.
Good stuff. Yeah. Are you a fan of other sports, or what are some hobbies? Let's let the fans, if they don't already know, you know, get to know a little bit more about Chad.
I guess I would say I'm a pretty typical Canadian. I still love my hockey. My Calgary Flames are my hometown team, so I'm always cheering for them. You know, during the summers, we don't have the best ones in Canada, but we get some. So I like getting outside. I golf, I fish, I hunt, I camp. I'm a pretty outdoor guy when the weather allows it. And then, those are the only places you're really going to catch me. In the gym, maybe on a fishing boat, maybe in a hockey rink, and maybe on a golf course.
So Chad, I know this question is a little bit odd, a little off, topic maybe, but
shocking coming from you.
Adam Johnson, former hockey player, was killed in a game over in UK in a professional hockey game. Got slit his neck. There's charges now being brought. So, you know, like, do you ever think about these kind of things? Like being in, obviously, you're in a protected sport. You're in a octagon. You're in a cage fight. But when the rules are broken, or if somebody does something that's like that, do you ever think about what could happen outside of the sport?
Yeah, I mean, that was a terrible, terrible tragedy for them. But it does kind of bring something to light where people need to be accountable. You know, yeah, it's a game, and yeah, there's sport and there's rules, and we sign contracts and things like that. But at the end of the day, nobody can escape accountability for what they do or don't do. Like that one specifically, I don't really have much of a a side on it. I don't know enough about the situation, but I do think if somebody is doing something like to hurt somebody and it extends, like it transcends outside the sport, then 100%, man, people need to be accountable for that. That's the world we live in. Nothing can be done for free. So yeah, that was really sad. And it does kind of put a little bit of a light on those type of things in sport that, yeah, it's sport, but it's reality. We all have lives and families and that's important to protect.
No, I agree 100%. Going back to when you said you're a fan of the Calgary Flames, I remember vividly I was in the media room and I was talking to a Canadian media person, and we were talking, and he said how much his wife wanted Calgary to win the Stanley Cup because she's Canadian and so are the Calgary Flames. And I said, well, you do know that 90% of the Lightning are Canadian as well, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, everybody's got their hometown team, but in most cases, if you're watching the NHL, you're cheering for Canadians anyway for a lot of it. So,
for sure. Give us your thoughts on Jose, on your opponent.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the fight. It really jumped off the paper when I got the offer because I love exciting fights. I know that's what Jose brings on his side. You know, he's a dynamic striker. Lots of finishes. He really goes for it, and I love the physical matchup too. It just brings more eyes and more attention to our fight. He's, you know, he might even be the tallest in the division. I don't know, but he's 6 foot. I'm way down at 5'6", so it's a big difference in height and reach. And those are the type of things people are interested in. They want to see how that fight plays out. So anything that brings more attention to the fight, that's what I want. Whether it's styles, whether it's body types, you know, whatever it is. So this one jumped off the page in a few ways. I think it's going to be an exciting fight. Plus, I think the body difference is just kind of a fun add-on for the fans. Sure. So, yeah, man, I love it.
The face-off will really be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I got to come up with a plan. Maybe I'll, get some lifts in my shoes or something like that. But, yeah, the face-off might go to him, but the fight's going to go to me.
Final question for you. You fought in the Apex before. Give me your thoughts about the Apex. I personally love watching, whether in person or on TV, because you can hear a little bit better. You can hear different things that you can't hear, especially, you know, when you're in the facility. Give me your thoughts on the Apex.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both. You know, sure. I want to use the pros of fighting on the Apex, and that's kind of like, there's a little bit of pressure off, a little bit less spectacle. It's more like just a job. You just show up, do your work, and go home. It's similar to what we do in sparring and training. So I actually find it can be a bit easier. But there's also cool things with the big production of the live event, too. I mean, you get energy from the crowd. So it's all pros and cons of both. But I've fought in the Apex twice. I won both times. So I'm looking to make it a clean sweep, 3-0.
All right, I tend to do this. I lie. I have one more real quick one for you. It has been a little while since your last fight. You know, a lot of times people say ring rust, it takes time. Does it really? You know, you're still training. You're still, you know, performing in the gym. Is there any concern about the layoff?
Zero concern, yeah. There's no ring rust because even though I haven't been inside the UFC cage, I've been inside the Champions Creed cage, you know, every day. So there's no... I haven't been on the couch. I've been training. I even had planned to fight on the Toronto card in the summer, the Vancouver card in the summer, and I did a full training camp because I still kind of expected to get a call last minute and get on there. So even though it didn't materialize into a fight, I've been training the whole time, and I did a training camp in between. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm just going to go out there and perform at my best. I'm better than I've ever been. This Chad definitely beats the previous ones that have stepped in the cage. So I'm on the right track.
Good stuff. Nice. Well, we certainly appreciate your time. Enjoy the week. Have fun on Saturday. That's the ultimate goal. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Love it, guys. Awesome.
Appreciate your time. Have fun, Chad. Take care. Chad and Hellinger back in the octagon. It has been a little bit of a layoff since his last fight. And it is the face off is going to be cool, you know, different.
For sure.
So it should be interesting. But you know, I just love listening to different fighters and their demeanor and what they're saying and how relaxed sometimes they sound. And you know, I talked about, you know, we're fighters. You know, Marcus Jones, as he's walking down, what am I doing? And even though that'll still happen on Saturday, it's still a fist fight.
Sure,
I like the just the atmosphere of it is different. They're relaxed. It is 3 days out, and I can't wait to watch Chad and Jose on Saturday.
I agree.
They don't call you the best cocoa host in the world for nothing. Let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Brought to you by Knockout Radio sponsors. That's that one, didn't I? 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's the biggest bare-knuckle fighting championship card ever. In the main event, Platinum Mike Perry knuckles up with Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. In the heavyweight co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy collide. Also a rematch for the women's bare-knuckle world title as champ Christine Misfit Faria fights rowdy Beck Rawlings. Plus two other world title fights. Watch the world's most exciting combat sport live Saturday, December 2nd on pay-per-view through Fight.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
You're listening to Talk Our Radio with Randy Harris and Matt McClellan. We're coming to you live from Cool Breeze AC Studios.
Well, first of all, no, you're not.
My name's on the screen. I see it right there. It says Matthew McClellan. You're listening to both of us.
But you're not talking sports. You're talking gibberish.
Well, you're not talking sports either.
I've talked numerous sports. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who do they play this weekend?
I don't know, but I did call that they would win last week. You didn't think they would.
I didn't think they would.
I said they would. They had to win. It was a must win.
Honestly, the must win is this weekend. Okay. They can't win this game on Sunday.
Who are they playing?
They're playing San Francisco. You know, and at the beginning of the year, I remember sitting in the press box and media people, me as well. You know, if they lose to the Philadelphia Eagles by 7 points, that's a win.
All right, it's a victory.
Right. Well, you can't go through a season like that. You know, that's like, you know, I go and complain to my producer and the station manager about you on a regular basis. You know, it's not a win if you only screw up 7 times. It's still 7 screw-ups. So winning is winning, losing is losing. I don't want you to be competitive.
Yeah, but in the professional football league, any team can beat any team.
Not true.
On any Sunday.
Not true.
That's why they play the game.
Not true.
That's why they play the game.
But it's not true.
And
if you were to say 80% of the NFL teams can win on every Sunday, that's fine. If you're going to tell me that...
Did the Broncos just beat the Bills? Didn't they just beat the Bills? Yeah. Anyone can beat anybody on any given day in the NFL.
Game is over. Yet the Bills have too many men on the field.
Just saying.
It was NFL and Caleb on the field.
Anybody can.
Did we finish telling the Caleb story?
No.
Okay. So I go to the airport. This is from 2 hours ago. We're flying to New York, and a guy is cleaning the floor on one of those big buffers.
Yeah.
And I take a picture of it because I swear to you, it's Caleb Benenat's twin brother.
Right. Doppelganger.
Okay. So then I go to the gate.
You did.
And then you show up and ruin the day. And you go, what? What do you say?
Well, did you see Caleb got a job after the NFL? He's out there cleaning the floors. You're like, I took a picture of him. And you're like, oh, no way. I took a picture of him. And it just shows how close you and I are in real life. Like, not only do we wear the same clothes in public, like you and I, you know, we coordinate, color coordinate.
We don't.
We both have a beard. We both drove a car to get here. We're both talking on the radio. Your name's on it. My name's on it.
Now all your credibility's gone because your name's not on it.
You thought that was Caleb. I thought it was Caleb.
I didn't think it was Caleb. I don't want Caleb to run through the Cool Breeze AC doors.
Oh, yeah.
No, that would be Randy or Terry. But I thought he looked identical to him.
Yeah.
Then again, I haven't heard from him in a while.
True.
So who knows?
Could be working at DIA.
Night. What's it called? Nighting.
Moonlighting. Yeah, that was a. I saw Bruce Willis is inaudible now. His disease is dementia. His wife was talking about it on a talk show about the guilt that she feels because they have money, they have resources, and they have the best access to the best care and the best doctors in the world. And there are thousands and thousands of people that don't have a voice that are going through the same thing. So it was.
What does she feel guilty about?
Just the guilt that they have the access to the best, and so many people don't, and because of financial, restrictions, and so they just felt the humanitarian effect of how many voiceless people there are going through the same terrible disease. But bringing awareness to it, that's a great thing to hopefully raise money and bring money to fund and to have more resources. I know when my mother.
It's I'll get it back in a minute. It's a horrible disease.
Yeah,
okay. I get that. But obviously, them having all this money didn't help.
Right.
Well, so to feel guilty.
Well, Steve Jobs could save his life.
Right.
I mean, there's countless, how NFL players this past week couldn't save their life. Right. So, I mean, money can't save your time on earth, right? Unnecessarily. But when you have access to the best care, the best comfort, the best conditions, and other people that go through the same exact thing don't have those same opportunities, I think it weighs heavier on your heart. You feel a little guilty or you'll feel a little emotional about it. So it's nice to hear people in that world at least be acknowledgeable or acknowledge it that there's inequalities and that they want to make a difference. I think it's important. It's nice.
Okay.
I applaud them.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you do.
My golf gloves on.
Whatever. I don't think you should ever feel guilty on what you have done or what you have accomplished in life.
Is this worse than performance-enhancing drugs?
It's not their fault that you're a bum that makes pizza.
I don't make pizza. I'm just a bum.
I've moved up. You're no longer a bum who makes pizza.
I used to work and make no money. Now I just don't work and I make no money. So I've got all my time back. I'm killing it. Actually, but isn't this worse than performance-enhancing drugs? I mean, this stick-em, I could catch anything. I mean, if you're a wide receiver.
The stick-em is outlawed in the NFL.
But these gloves are, feel this.
If they're sticky or stick-em on it, they would not be allowed.
But no, but they're just the texture of them. They're like the vinyl. But this should give you, this is a cheating. This gives you extra grip. That's why you see guys catching balls with one arm. Did you see Antonio Brown on stage? He was at a concert.
No.
And he was on stage, and he told somebody who had a football throw it at him, and he caught it one hand. Anybody can catch it one hand with these stick-ems on.
Good for him.
I'm just saying this is worse than performance-enhancing drugs.
What about, and mainly we see it in baseball players, they wear those necklaces that are supposed to do whatever to your body and get you in this. How are they not some form of enhancing?
I think it all is. I mean, it's all enhancing.
That's why, like I told my doctor this morning, I don't enhance in anything. I eat more.
Just take the restrictor plate off and let everybody just do whatever you got to do to be ready, and best man wins, or woman.
I'm good
or
with that.
Or whatever Arapaho is, or Arapaho, or what is her name?
Well, she's a female.
Okay. So whatever she does.
People gave me crap. They think I dislike her because she's a lesbian.
Is that why you hate her?
No, I hate her because she kneeled during the national anthem.
Yeah.
And even more so, you're representing... Yeah. The country.
I hate her because of her personality.
I don't even.
She's awful.
Well,
yeah, but
we know a lot of awful people.
That's true.
I have a Coco host who's awful. I mean, it doesn't make him it is what it is. But that's why I hate her. I don't hate her for, her
sexual preferences.
Sexual or religious or and again, this is what I continue to say. You're allowed to believe whatever the hell you want to believe. But how come I can't believe you're wrong? You believe you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're wrong. Doesn't make me right, and it doesn't make me wrong. I don't like it. And to be honest, I'm the type of person, I don't think you need a reason to dislike someone.
No. You're not liking them because of any reason.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
So how does that make me wrong? I don't need to tell you why I dislike her, you, or anybody else.
Sure.
I dislike you and her for the same reason. I just don't like it.
You dress like me. You don't hate me.
No.
We are the same. We're Twinkies.
First of all, you dress like me because I walked into the Cool Breeze AC studio in this shirt. Do you think I've gone over the minimum that I promised or the maximum of how many times we're going to try?
Yeah, you're way over.
Okay.
Way over.
All right, I'm just making sure.
I mean, you're going to own this place soon. You're dropping names.
I'm going to stop by Mitch's house at 3 a.m. and say, hey, the AC's out in your facility.
He'll be out on the road. Like, call up people that you gave the number out for.
727-954-3605.
I think in today's world, you're allowed to hate anybody you want.
And, No. In today's world, you're not allowed to hate anybody for any reason.
But you should be able to hate you anybody
be
you want.
No, you should be. Of course.
Yeah.
You can dislike a team. You can I dislike
I'll tell you what, though, but there's certain states you can't really hate on a team. Like, I remember when I moved to Denver. I was in Denver. This is way back. This is like 2000.
I thought you were from Denver.
2001. I'm from Indiana. But when I was in Denver, I
thought you were from Brazil.
That's part time. I went to a Rockies game, and King Griffey Jr., a dominant player, maybe a Hall of Famer, maybe one of the best ever to do it,
maybe a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, maybe he's gonna get in one day. Like, I'm gonna put a vote in for him. I'm media. So King Griffey Jr. is in the outfield, and I stand up and I yell, "King Griffey, you suck!" And 15 rows of Colorado type people. Hey, that's not nice. Like, don't say that. Like, he's not that bad. Like, everyone defended him. And I'm like, what kind of city is this? Like, obviously a fair weather fan city and awful people. And, so then I was like, okay, I got to leave this place.
All right. So when you left Denver, so you were a fan of the Denver teams.
Yeah.
So when you left, did your allegiance to those teams leave?
No.
I'm
still a donkey fan. I like the donkeys.
Okay.
I mean, Elway is the greatest mascot of all of them.
Yes, he is. Him and Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan's a good mascot.
Yeah. No, but I'm not a fan of the Avalanche. I mean, a lot of friends on the team, the old team, not the new one. But I knew all those guys, Wall and Forsberg.
Well, they were friends. They were friends of yours because you fed them.
Right. Fed them and hosted them.
So now I know. Now I know how to get rid of you.
Why?
Well, you're not feeding me anymore.
No, I can still feed you. I got food. I got a full kitchen in my house.
Yeah, I know you do.
I got a catering coming up tomorrow, I think. I got to cook 20 pies out of my house.
I wouldn't say that kind of stuff publicly.
It's better conditions than what I was cooking in.
Well, that's true.
It's safer.
I went to a place, and I know we need to hit a break. I went to a place, a very well-known place, grocery store-ish kind of place.
Okay.
They have deals every day.
Okay.
So yesterday's day was chicken and ground beef.
Chicken and ground beef. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Now they have everything there.
All right.
Steaks, seafoods, all that stuff. So I'm watching as the three people behind the counter stick their hand in the raw chicken, throw some raw chicken in a bag.
Okay.
Zip it up, weigh it. Here's your chicken. What else can I get for you? Ground beef, how many pounds? 3? Okay. Same gloves. Sticks his hand in and gets 3 pounds of ground beef with the same gloves.
We'll call that cross-contamination in the hospitality world.
So now I'm a little concerned, right? I'm waiting to get just the ground beef, and I said something to the guy. I go, like, are you going to change gloves in between? He goes, oh, we change gloves a lot, periodically.
Periodically. That's a good answer.
He goes, there's nobody has cleaner hands than me. Yeah, because you're wearing gloves. I get that. Your hands are clean.
Right, but the glove is dirty.
But he goes, if you knew what happens in the back... We have one grinder, blender, slicer, whatever. He goes, it doesn't matter if it's chicken, if it's beef, if it's seafood. I'm like, you know, I'm thinking not coming here anymore.
Well, so last night I took my family to that brand new Korean market in New Tampa.
I remember you told me about it.
And they've got raw dead fish laying in the aisles. Like, they're
so it's authentic.
It's authentic. You walk in, you get hit with that smell. You're like, whoa, like you feel like you're in, you know, like the Fisherman Wharf or, you know, the wharf in San Francisco. I mean, it's that kind of environment where you've got.
Is it San Francisco or Seattle?
They have a wharf. Yeah, they got a wharf in both.
Did you ever catch the fish?
No, but
I did.
They throw it at you.
Yeah. You know, so when you do the tour, they'll take one person out. And I'm like, they knew that, you know, media stuff. So they're like, you know, go do it. And now I felt some pressure. It's like cameras are on me the whole 9 yards. I caught that thing like I was ready to eat it.
Yeah.
It was outstanding. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, our final UFC chat of the afternoon. Amanda Hebus when we return. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink. Eight Man Strong, and BioAccelerator.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl Eller from the Minnesota Vikings Hall of Fame. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight.
I'm going to jump this head. Why?
I'm just singing along to the song.
First of all, you wasn't singing.
It's a great song. I was air drumming. Did you see the strums? Strumming is a thing where you like just pretend like you're playing the guitar, but you're not really doing it. And we're back live in the Cool Breeze AC studios.
Well, I'm not feeling very cool.
I'm feeling right cool. Now. Like, do you see Steve do the
dip? No, it's cool in the building. I'm just a little upset because I've waited 8 months for this opportunity.
Apology.
Yeah. I'll go with that. And she is not with her manager, and that's how we were supposed to reach out to him. So Amanda Hebus may not be coming on.
Did she blow you off?
She didn't.
Do you still? How do you pronounce rejection in Portuguese? Is it hejection? Is the R still at H? Like, she hejected you. I'm sorry. I won't make any jokes.
Matt at the station, the more intelligent Matt that I have to deal with, said she didn't reject me, but he did.
Oh, nice. The Matt that you almost lost your cool on last week.
I didn't almost lose it.
I mean, I thought you were going through the glass. I hope it's bulletproof.
I didn't almost lose it. I lost it. Why do you say almost?
Got to make sure he's safe.
I mean, see, the difference is he is behind glass. You're not.
Yeah, but you're, what, 92? What are you going to do? I mean, I saw you in New York. You got scared by the guy in the car. He honked and you ran.
Oh, crap.
You honked. Then when the fist fight happened, you kept going.
First of all,
we needed a referee. You're a judge in the state of Florida. You couldn't ref that thing?
The fist fight has. I'm not going to stop and watch.
How many points did the guy get? 2-on-1. Do each strike count as 1 point, or do you get double points?
You got to give credit to the dude who basically was fighting off two. And granted, I think the one took the other dude down first.
He did, yeah. It was a nice takedown.
Right, he had a nice takedown.
Yeah, that's good.
So even though
was it really
these were Russian rules. This is the 5-on-5.
Well, I think that the guy was Russian. I think the tall guy that intervened.
The weak guy. The guy who came in late.
Well, he looked soft, didn't he? He didn't want none of that. But you ran off. I was expecting you to, like, you know, give a play-by-play. You know, I thought the professionalism would kick in. You'd be like, okay, that was a nice takedown. It was like more momentum than it was an actual technique.
All right,
I can't give full credit. There was no ground control. There was no
ground control. Hold on a second. Let's be honest on a few things.
All right.
Still hoping out. Hope I reached out to the UFC. We can get Amanda Hibis on.
Ejected.
I barely care about stuff I care about.
That's true.
Why do I care about this fight?
Cool, because it was like the UFC won. There was no rules.
Oh, it was entertaining.
There was no rules.
I didn't stop, but I walked backwards. So let's be honest. Okay. Right. I did see it, and then I saw your video as well, so I have watched it. But I did watch as I walked backwards, but I'm not going to – I don't care that much. But, yeah, especially when I saw a tall, lanky white dude come in late and throw a punch, like – because that's what he did. He did. There's no way he tried to stop that fight.
No, he was more of a...
You said he tried to stop it.
He was like an opportunist.
Right, he was an opportunist.
He's the guy that, like, if the guy's on the ground, and run up and kick him, you know, at the end of it all. You know, but, yeah. I was ready to, like, if that, it was really going to be 2-on-1 where they actually were on the ground or beating him.
I think you talk a big game, but... I would have... I think you talk a big game, but I don't believe you.
Oh.
I've seen you...
Had the guy stepped out of the car.
I've seen you, and you bow up. I want to see somebody come up to you.
I want to see somebody challenge it.
I do. I want to
see somebody take the opportunity.
I do too.
Take it.
This guy.
He needs to fight the mic stand first. Like, that's in your weight class.
I thought he was the mic stand.
There's a screen on his face. He's got a tripod. Just move his arm. No, it's good. But the mic stand is in your weight class, and then when you win that, you can move up to, like, you know, a saltine pretzel guy, and then fight a street sign. That'd be good, you know. Very good. So, but no, I'm not looking for a fight. I mean, but I'm always ready.
Well, that's
for
why
one.
Dana's not looking for you.
But I'm always ready for one. But you're talking about two different fights. I mean, the fights that are inside the octagon, that's a scripted sport. There's strategy. Heck, leg kick, take away the mobility, then win the fight later in the fight. The UFC is not what it once was. It's not like the Mark Coleman days. It's not like the Ken Shamrock days. It's completely different. Now the best fights you're going to see are in Senate when Mark Wayne Mullen, a former training partner of Pat Miletich and Ken Shamrock, confronts the Teamster union boss and to a fisticuff in the middle of Congress. Like, that's where our political leaders are at. They're ready to, like, throw down.
Well, they're really not.
Well, we don't know
that. They're like you. They talk a big game. Because you remember when Biden said that he wants to meet Trump behind the barn and he's going to give him a beat down? I never saw that happen.
Well, I mean, he's still looking for it. You know, have you seen the comedian that talks about Biden and he like, after he gets out of the podium, he does the Roomba and he kind of walks and he doesn't know where he's going or how to get out and then he just, you know, falls down.
I don't watch TV.
But no, I think, what Chad talked about, you know, the height disparity between him and his opponent. Mark Wayne Mullen, what started that fight in Senate yesterday, was that the Teamster boss shared a photo of when they had a debate, and Mark Wayne Mullen had to stand on a box, like a 3-inch elevated platform, to be eye level with all the other, candidates or what have you. And so that's what started it. He was basically calling him out on his height and not being a big enough man and, like, challenging his manhood. And so that's what started the fight. But
he responded?
Why don't we take this outside? You can see how tall I am then, right? And so, but I like I want my elected officials to be ready to go to war and defend not only this
nation.
Hold on
a second. Hold on. A fist fight's not a war.
But they make decisions on going to war.
Yeah.
That's the closest thing you can get. When the people that are elected to, like, go to war decide to go to war, I'll vote for them all day long.
The hell are you
doing? Can I get your vote?
I wouldn't vote for you to wash my car.
Wow. Man.
I wouldn't.
It's already done. It's raining.
Well, but I've seen the quality of your work. So.
Well, it's already done. Look, you can pay me in advance. I'll just polish it.
Draining my pool. A lot of good this rain's doing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't rained in, what, 30 days?
Yeah.
25 days?
Well, it don't matter. I've got a while.
Yeah. Before you use the pool again?
Yeah, exactly.
You should get in. Cold water is very good. I mean, if you understand from Dana, that's what I was going to ask Dana at the press conference. You know, Dana's lost a lot of weight. He looks great. He and I follow the same guy, Gary, his doctor. And cold water is the greatest way to lose weight. It's just measurement of
energy.
And a
good way to get a heart attack, too.
If it's too cold. Yeah, you can shock your heart. But just ambient temperature, you're not going to do that in your pool.
Now, truth of the matter, I told the doctor when he asked me if I've had an EKG, you know, to check my heart. I said, many people tell me I don't have one.
Yeah.
The same.
So I did tell that to Dr. Davidson. Did he approve?
Why do you name
that's
names?
Your guy?
It's not my guy.
I think you should just bury the hatchet and reach out across the aisle.
Gary Goodridge. Let me get the quote because I want to read it perfectly. Gary Goodridge, former UFC fighter. One of the greatest lines, at least I've seen today. Stop trying to rebuild bonds you didn't break. It's kind of like unfriend me if you. No, I'm not unfriending you. And I'm not going to hunt you down. Oh, but something I did want to talk about.
Okay.
We only have the one segment left. Explain this to me. So Harbaugh gets suspended at the University of Michigan.
He did.
Okay. He's allowed to coach all week, but he's not allowed to be at the game.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
Because you're implementing your game plan during the week.
Sure.
And it's kind of like, how much, I know some decisions come up and you need to make the right decisions and blah, 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 blah. But I would rather Harbaugh be there Sunday through Friday, and let his other coaches that he's handpicked make sure that they implement what they know Harbaugh would do than Harbaugh not be at practice all week and then all of a sudden he shows up on Saturday. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's he under suspension for? I guess that's the question.
Because Michigan allegedly has been caught stealing signs.
Well, they say if you're not stealing, you're not trying.
Dwight Smith told us, we talked about it at the charity celebrity game, which there's already been a date. I need to make sure that you're out of the country because they said no Matt is welcome to this. Not only you, Matt, no Matt.
But what if it's a welcome Matt? And I just come by and I say hello to everyone.
It's not welcome. Dwight Smith said,
welcome.
If you're the better player, it doesn't matter if you know what I'm going to do. If you know where I'm going.
But Babe Ruth pointed out his home run before he hit it. He was like, right there. And then he put his cigar down and then he'd be like, quick! And then he put the cigar back and ran around the bases.
I'm pretty sure he had the cigar in his mouth when he hit.
Why don't baseball players do that anymore?
Do what?
Smoke a cigar while they're playing. Like, why did that stop a tradition? That's America's pastime.
Well, no, the tradition back then was chewing tobacco.
But he was smoking cigars. He had fatties, like the big. Can we bring that back?
No.
Why was that outlawed? Well, what's the risk? The bat gets on fire?
No. Here's the thing about it. It's because parents don't know how to bring up their children. That's what it all stems on.
Don't blame the parents.
Who are you going to blame?
The teachers.
No. The teachers.
That's where the kids. That's where the parents dump them off for 8 hours a day, expect them to raise them and do everything for them.
Well,
and then when the parents say, hey, you have bad kids, they don't even defend the teachers. They're like, they should be like, yes, you're right. My kid's awful. That's why I brought him here for 8 hours a day. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's just like, you know, tobacco, which, you know, used to be the Winston neck car race.
Uh-huh.
Right? Well, they took it out because they're trying to stop cigarette smoking.
Okay.
Because children are influential. Not influential. Can't think of the word.
Influence.
They're
influenced by.
Influential. They can be influenced by it.
Right. Smoking cool.
I'm going to tell you what would happen if one of my children came home and smoked a cigarette.
Okay.
I don't care if they're 3, 13, 23, 33, 43. I would punch them right in the face.
Whoa. Then you go to jail for assault.
No, I wouldn't.
They can't hit anybody.
Absolutely not.
That's
my parental right.
No, it's not. No way.
Of course it is.
You'd be.
I thought it was ridiculous what they did to the running back at Minnesota when he hit his kid.
Oh, well, Peterson?
Yeah.
Adrian?
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. I call it child abuse.
That's why this world is in the situation
it is. It is. But I'm just asking, is it written in the rule book in Major League Baseball that you're not allowed to smoke a cigar
yes.
while playing baseball?
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. I think we should write in. Somebody should chime in. First person to send in the actual statute that says that smoking a cigar is not allowed in Major League Baseball game of play will get a free A-band t-shirt that Steve's wearing. Show-worn.
Show-worn?
Because when they win, somebody sends in the contest, hey, you got to give me that shirt. So there's the prize. You get to wear Steve's shirt, own Steve's shirt. But I think that's, I don't think it's an actual thing.
All right, so it appears we're only going to be able to have her on for a few minutes. But we found another number. So,
oh, nice.
And because I want to apologize, because it's been killing me for 8 months, we will get Amanda Hebus on here momentarily.
I'm happy for you.
I'm going to punch you.
Why?
You're such an idiot.
I just said I'm the welcome man, and I'm happy for you.
I honestly don't think I could hate you anymore.
It's not true. It gets worse.
Right, I could.
I'm unemployed now. I got plenty of time to come by your house.
Yeah,
stop
but you
by,
don't. So it's perfect.
Go swimming.
But it's perfect.
I just got to wait for the rain to fill up the pool.
You know, you were supposed to do a whole bunch of things every day, and I've never heard from you or seen you, just the way I like it.
We didn't pay for gas money yet.
UFC this weekend in Las Vegas at the Apex.
It is in the Apex.
I think an early start time.
We should go.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got nothing to do.
F1 is out there at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of that.
That
so.
Traffic's going to be awful.
Oh, it's going to be brutal.
How about Dana White securing the sphere for Mexican Independence Day 2024? That's going to be insane. He said he doesn't even know how he's going to pull it off yet, but he says guarantees it will be the greatest spectacle you've ever seen in your life.
Isn't it supposed to be like really steep as you walk to the top? It's supposed to be.
Oh, it's a sphere. So now you got an octagon that's out of a sphere.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
And all the seats are squares.
Are they?
Or circles. I don't know. I've never been in it.
But like, go to your corner. I'm like, I don't know where it is. I don't know all my shapes. I don't know where I'm at.
Go to your sphere.
The geometry. Now that's finally paying off. All those math questions and why do you need geometry and why do we have to take this stupid class to graduate? The sphere, the octagon, the triangle choke.
Too many dimensions.
Circle
choke. Too many dimensions. Circle, squares, whatever.
Yeah. It's square pizzas, triangle slices, and a...
In a square box.
Round pizzas in a square box. Geometry has saved my life. Steve, garage doors, rectangles.
Who do you like to win the F1 race?
Oh, the guy.
The guy. Can you name any driver?
No.
Any driver at all?
Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton is the only one.
Hamilton is the only one I know.
I don't even know his first name, but I
think
know.
It's Alexander. Huh? What's his name?
I hope that. Why do you talk to somebody that doesn't have a mic?
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get information.
I'm just hoping that the racetrack is all fully put together since it starts tonight.
Right. I mean, maybe we should go to the Apex. We can just talk to Amanda Hebus live. Since you got blown off again.
Well, not first of all, it wasn't again.
He ejected.
You're such an idiot. I can't even concentrate with you in the same state. I don't. Not only do I not want you in the same building, and that's the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, I don't even want you in the same state.
State of denial.
But if you do go to the other coast, make sure you stop by Bucky's and get me some barbecue sauce and some salsa.
Are we going to see Couture tomorrow?
I don't know what we means.
You and I. Okay.
Why does he have to always drive?
Because he has the bigger car.
You drive his car.
I can't drive all that well.
Then we'll go in your stupid Jeep.
Nah.
It's not going to make it?
You got to earn it. You got to do at least one workout before you get a ride in it.
I've been on it before, so there. There's not a statue of limitations.
Yeah, but you always wear gloves. It takes away the effect. So.
How about the Village People Cowboy? Have you been in touch with him?
I have not. Have you?
The construction worker? The Indian?
John Jones, was his name?
John Jones, yeah.
Oh, Randy Jones.
Yeah, John Jones.
All the Joneses look the same to me. Okay. Are we still waiting for Amanda to like blow you off? Is she running away? Where is she?
We're trying to get her. Okay. Would you just? We'll have. 5 minutes.
All right.
If Matt's able to get her. So I just talked to the UFC PR. We're trying to rectify it. We're trying to fix it. If not.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, it looks like there's life.
No. She's on the phone. So that's it.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Are you really hurt?
No.
8 months of no sleep?
No. I feel bad that it happened because I knew better.
Oh, anything else you want to get off your chest while we have time? I mean.
Yeah. Would you please stop showing up on Wednesdays?
You invited me. You sent me a general address in a vicinity, and I tracked you down.
Yeah, well, it was the general vicinity.
I mean, it wasn't my fault that you, were here and doors unlocked. I did come in the back door.
Both of you did.
There's no security. I mean, I just literally walked in. No one even checked.
You didn't see the dog?
No.
Oh, yeah, they got a dog, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so you both got lucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the door was wide open. What kind of dog is it?
A security dog.
Oh, dang. That'll sound mean. But I'm sure in today's political correct world, you know, the dog can't bite you. It's got to, like, just warn you sternly.
Right. Just bark
loudly. It's like the UFC. Like, they just give you a stern warning. Like, hey, get out of here.
All right. Then, I got something to give away.
Oh.
We got a three-hour... A voucher is good for a free golf simulator session at FERC's. Oh, it's a one-hour free session. It's 1 hour long.
Nice.
You can bring people out. You play the simulator golf. Very, very cool. You can go to the website, knockoutradio.com.
Okay.
Just go to the contact link. Just say, hey, I want to win.
That's it?
Yeah.
No trivia question?
No trivia.
Come on.
Well, no. So you want to know.
Someone's going to be listening live, and then they know the answer.
Okay. I want to know what two UFC fighters did we have on today?
Okay.
And so Matt didn't even know. He had to look at the list.
Dang it.
So go to knockoutradio.com. You want the first one who answers or everybody that answers correctly or everybody that sends in an answer? What do you want to do since you appear to be producing the last...
I would say
2 minutes of the
show. I would say the better trivia question would be like, what was Donald Trump's walkout song to UFC 295?
I don't even know, and I was there.
Okay. Now you have a chance to win a free hour of golf simulator at first. But make sure you bring your golf gloves. You don't want to get blisters and calluses on your hands. Glove up.
I think the absolute worst decision Steve has ever made is putting a camera in front of you.
Why? People like this. Can't see me. Like, look, there's
John Cena.
There's a show. Like, people want to be like entertained. They want to see visuals, you know. And if you do the right thing, you can win. So, Donald Trump's walkout song, UFC 295. Hit us up on the website, send in the email, and you can win an hour free simulator at Ferg's, downtown St. Pete.
Or go to knockoutradio.com and tell me the three UFC fighters that were on and who are the two that we talked to.
I did see Tiger Woods is now caddying for his son, Charlie.
And I saw Rory's walking away.
And Charlie outdrove Tiger.
Charlie can play.
He said he was being asked. He said, can he beat you yet? He said, no, not yet. He goes, but he did outdrive me yesterday or last week.
John Daly's kid could beat Tiger's kid, I'm sure. John Daly's kid can play.
Too. Another guy with a cigar in his mouth playing professional sports. I think we should petition, this a thing.
I'm pretty sure it's a cigarette.
Bring it to the octagon.
Not a cigar.
Oh, I bet he's had a cigar in his mouth on a golf course.
Is that a sport if you can smoke and drink and...
Bring it to the octagon. Let's see. Can you imagine you have a cigar in your mouth, somebody punches it off? It's like Bugs Bunny. You know, hey, what's up, Doc? And they punch the cigar out of your mouth.
Oh, my God, you are an idiot. I don't know if I've honestly met a bigger idiot than you.
Look, let's look up for next week's show.
I literally feel better about myself after I spend time with you.
Next week's show, let's look up all the sports where smoking is historical. Because in the Tour de France, did you know they used to take breaks and drink a beer and smoke a cigarette under the tree?
Yeah.
I have a photo of that historic break in the race.
The storage unit?
No, I actually had that.
Could you tell the producer if he's going to talk to grab a damn microphone? Oh, my God. I'm dealing with a bunch of rookies.
We bid on you today as audio video equipment. So hoping once I come off suspension, we can win one with a microphone. But let's look up for next week's show. all the sports where smoking was included. I'm sure in NASCAR you could probably smoke. I mean, you weren't shifting all the time. You could, like, shift, puff, you know, drive, turn left.
I got to be honest
bowling,
with you.
Bowling. I mean, how many pro bowlers smoke? I mean, that's probably the number one sport where you smoke and, like, perform.
Right.
Like
well,
golf.
Billiards.
Billiards.
Yeah, because you're playing
in
a bar.
I'm going to argue that smoking makes you better.
Darts.
I'm going to just say that smoking makes you a better athlete.
Chess.
Opens up your lung cavities for us tadpoles.
Thank God this mess is over. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank, again, two of the three. Let's see what happens on Saturday.
Oh, you're saying Amanda's going to lose?
No, I didn't say that.
Did you jinx it?
I didn't say that. This is Knockout Radio, sponsored by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Get your 8 Man
November
shirts. Limited edition.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.